What began as theological works studied by learned monks became deeply embedded in the everyday spiritual practice of ordinary Armenians. The Lerek, as his masterpiece became known colloquially, ascended to cultural prominence, second only to the Bible itself in many Armenian homes. During the systematic destruction of Armenian communities between 1915 and 1916, when an estimated 1 to 1.8 million Armenians were killed, Gregory's prayers offered a connection to an indestructible spiritual heritage. Like an unbreakable thread woven through centuries, his words remained intact, while the physical Narek Monastery, where Gregory had spent his life, was reduced to rubble. One survivor recalled how her grandmother, fleeing with only a small bundle of possessions, clutched her weathered copy of the Narek against her chest during their forced march. Each night, she would place it beneath her pillow, drawing strength from its presence. And this intimate physical connection, it symbolized something profound. While churches could be destroyed and communities could be scattered, the spiritual identity expressed through Gregory's prayers endured.